It seems to me that we've had two train crashes, in that the Financial Supervision Commission have been waiting for a real financial crisis for 25 years. They get two in a fortnight and appear to have missed both.
So that basically the finger is being pointed a large part at the FSC in the Isle of Man. Appears to have done nothing, is that what you're saying?
Well, there are two people that are always, or two sets of people that are always responsible in these circumstances. The local directors have a responsibility, and the supervisors. In the case of the local directors, you're really expecting the local executives to take on their parent organisation. Now, these guys are middle managers, and if some months ago they'd said, we're not going to put deposits back with our parent, they could reasonably expect to get fired. So it's a big call for someone in that position to take on a big parent organisation, whereas we have in place the Financial Supervision Commission, whose job is to do exactly that. Now, the question is, in the case of Bradford and Bingley International, in the case of Kapowthing, Singer and Friedlander, how much, if any, of the local deposits were kept in the Isle of Man or placed with other people other than group companies? It's important. We need to know how far the FSC in exercising its supervision was effective.
In terms of talking with colleagues and other members in the sector and the industry, is there a general consensus that you're picking up on that last point?
There's always been concern in the Isle of Man that we have the appearance of supervision, but that we concentrate on the bureaucratic detail rather than the essence of supervision.
In effect, we're playing at it. My words, not yours.
Those are strong terms. It always seems to me that issues like money laundering, which are important, making sure we have people's passports and gas bills, are concentrated on far more than making sure that the essence of the businesses that are there and being regulated are right, in that it's something that needs to be examined. And if you look around the world at the moment, you see that in the recent TARP legislation in the United States, they're going to have a careful look at how the regulatory oversight worked and didn't work, because they had a train crash there. There are similar calls in the UK, and you see it very much in the financial press at the moment, that regulators as well as bank management are under the spotlight.
Observers will say this could have been predicted.
I did predict it. I had a series of correspondence with the FSC in the early part of this year and the latter part of 2007, and I pointed out that these were difficult times and one needed to be prudent. Indeed, I said in one letter, if you do not adopt the precautionary principle, you run the risk of apologising for failure of a licensed institution, litigating the precise nature of your role and whether the Commission has done its best to minimise the risk of failure through ongoing supervision. None of us would want such an event to occur. The Commission didn't share my view. The response to that was that they were not going to discuss with me what they were doing. This was in January and February this year. I raised with them at that time the prospect of grading banks, and I got the reply from the Commission that the Board had considered whether it be in the public interest to issue a list of risk-graded banks, but they didn't do it. So I assumed that they decided it wasn't in the public interest.